journalism and politics. Other areas in which TTBWA members have excelled include journalism and politics. Two examples are, journalism, long-time serving member of the TTBWA, Jennifer Dawlett Arajo, has been a prolific writer, author of two books and columnist for the Newsday newspaper from 1996 to 2009 which served to highlight the TTBWA. Politics. Dionarine Raghu was the first blind person to serve in local government at the Prince's Town Regional Corporation from 2003 to 2010. In addition to being a social worker and cultural activist, he is also the owner of a successful family business in Prince's Town. Jennifer Dawlett Arajo. TTBWA's officer, newspaper columnist at Newsday from 1996-2009, highlighting the awareness of the VIP in blind. Major timelines. Institute for the Blind, Port of Spain, 1914. The Institute for the Blind was established on May 18, Trinidad and Tobago Blind Welfare Association, 1947, San Fernando, 1949-50. School for Blind Children, 1952, before 1952, students were tutored in Port of Spain. The School for Blind Children, Pax Vale, Santa Cruz opened in January. Tobago, 1953, 1965-1970-71. 50th anniversary of TTBWA. 10 students from the School for Blind Children integrated into mainstream schools. Vidurja Group placed second in Mastana Baja finals.